Today, I've got a message for you that's been brewing in my heart for quite a while. And it's all about this idea of having confidence, having boldness, having a sense of courage to do something. And, do you know, so often in life, we feel discouraged, unconfident, and the world feels like it's trying to squash us down and rob us of total confidence. You might look on social media and go, wow, aren't they confident individuals? But actually, when it comes to being a Christian and it comes to focusing on Jesus, I feel like we're being eroded away from some things that God has got from us. And there's a verse that I want to remind you of right at the very beginning. It's from Hebrews 10, verse 35, and it says, "Do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. And that's just something that is so right for us. And it's something you need to remind yourself of today, but actually every single day. So what is confidence? If you looked up a dictionary definition, it is the feeling or belief that one can have faith or rely in someone or something. And I went, perfect, that is exactly the right word. That is exactly what my faith in Jesus is. Actually, it's a confidence. It is a faith to be able to rely on someone or something. So what does confidence look like? Well, we know somebody who's confident, don't we? Or self-confident, or they've got confidence in something. But it's an action that really is based on that belief. Let me give you a good example of confidence. You see this chair? I'm going to sit in it. This is confidence. You're all sat down with confidence. If I wasn't confident in that chair, would I sit on it? No, and if I did, I'd be very, very ginger. You might have confidence in your waist belt. Well, it's a good job you have, or else we'd all be without trousers on. You might have confidence in your colleagues at work, or you might have confidence that when you turn the tap, water comes out of it. You flick the light switch, the light comes on. Do you know, so much of everything in life revolves around us having confidence in something that we don't quite understand and we haven't guaranteed is going to work or do exactly what we want at the right time. But we inherently give a place of confidence in a lot of things. But this morning, I want to encourage you, have some confidence in Jesus. Because actually, he is more dependable than the light switch, the tap, or the chair that you're sat on. And yet you're all very confidently sat in your chairs today with your belts round your waist. But trusting in Jesus is something that so often we don't feel like we can have the same level of confidence in. And we should have an even greater confidence in life in Jesus than in anything else. Because at the beginning, Jesus. In the middle of life, Jesus. And at the end, long after your chairs disappeared, Jesus. And actually, who was, who is always going to be? Jesus. And if having this confidence in Jesus is a brand new concept to you, believing in Jesus is what being a Christian is all about. And having a confidence in that is what being a Christian is all about. Naturally, we only need to have a tiny amount of confidence in who Jesus is. And Jesus says, welcome. He meets us face to face. And I'll tell you something. As a Christian, it's very hard to only have a tiny amount of confidence in Jesus. Because once you have a tiny bit, that blossoms into something that is absolutely incredible, awe-inspiring, and changes your life from the inside out. So if you don't know Jesus today, or you don't feel confident in Jesus, just get to know him. Just start your journey today, and it will transform the whole of your life. You might say, well, I don't really feel confident yet. Well, have faith, because that's what is confidence. Faith and confidence are the same, if you know what I mean. So I want to have a look at four areas today of where we can have a confidence in Jesus and how that is going to change our lives. The first one is confidence in Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Do you know, we've just had Easter. Jesus died for you and for me. He died for you and for me to take away every single bit of sin and something that was wrong in our lives that separated us from God. And he did that completely, paid for all time, gone forever. All the sin that every one of us have ever done, is doing right now, or is going to do in the future, has already been sorted out by Jesus on the cross. It's an incredible concept, and you go, how does that work? I don't know, I just know that it does because I've got confidence in it. And he paid the price forever. 2,000 years ago, Jesus died on a cross for me and all of my sins, for you and all of your sins, and everything that we've ever done, he knew about in that moment and chose to die for us. It's incredible. In Galatians 2, verse 20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You've not literally been crucified, but your sin has. That means that how you live now, when you accept that, is completely different. Because you don't live with sin in your life anymore. Actually, you live forgiven. You live free. You live completely differently once you understand that Jesus died for you. In Hebrews 10, verse 10, it says, and by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. His sacrifice is totally paid our debt. We're free of punishment. We're free of any consequence of past life. And actually, confidence in the cross, confidence in Jesus' sacrifice means that you need to live free. Actually, with a confidence of freedom. Not a, ooh, maybe, if, but actually, no, I am free. I am completely free, totally free, and nothing is ever going to take that freedom away because Jesus has already paid the price for it. It is done. That means I've got a brand new future that is free from my past. It's free from everything that was holding me back, and my future is freedom, and right now is freedom. There might be consequences in life here on earth. You might have made mistakes here on earth. But you know what? God doesn't hold that against you. God just wants your future to be filled with freedom. You might be limited by a physical condition or a health problem or something else going on in your situation. But that doesn't limit what God's freedom, true freedom for you, really is going to be for eternity and beyond. God doesn't choose to remember your past. He just sees you exactly as you are right now. He just sees you and says, I want you to be free. He just sees you and says, I love you. He just sees you and he has the same motto that we have at Destiny, where everyone has a future. That means that you've got a future that isn't held back by sin because Jesus dealt with it on the cross. It means that you are free to live in the future that he has. But you've got to have confidence in that. So today I want to implore you, have confidence that Jesus' sacrifice was complete because it was totally complete. There's a verse in the Bible that even says he can't go back and die again because he died already for everything. There's nothing that you've done in 2024 or 2023 or 2022 or any other years that have gone back or any other years that are to come that he hasn't already paid the price for. That is just an incredible, mind-blowing concept that we need to walk in the confidence of the freedom that that gives us. Have you got that one? Confidence in Jesus' sacrifice. So number two, we need to have confidence in Jesus' resurrection. It's great that Jesus died and took away our sin, but there's something else that happens when we really understand what resurrection means. Because resurrection, do you know there's been a lot of skepticism about Jesus' resurrection? And there's a lot of reason also to have a great belief in it. Because historians can't exactly predict that guarantee that Jesus resurrected from the dead on the third day. But they can't exactly say that they found his body in the grave either. And there's as much evidence for one as there is for another. Just like there's as much evidence of what you ate for breakfast yesterday as there was of Jesus rising from the dead. Because actually it's in history. And all I've actually got is what I choose to believe in right here, right now. It's what I choose to put confidence in right here and right now. You're sat on a chair today and you didn't check it out before you sat in it. You just sat in it and expected it to work because it was fit for purpose, because it's been designed on purpose, and because hundreds of other people have chosen to sit in it and put their trust and confidence in it. And so you decided, oh, let's check this out. You sat on it and it took your weight. I hope it did. You sat on it and it took your weight, and then you developed a sense of confidence in it, and then you comfortably sat in it and relied on it. That needs to be exactly the same with Jesus, because there is so much evidence for people believing in Jesus' resurrection and everything else that went on, that I dare you today, just try and believe in it. Not just that he was a sacrifice worthy, but he rose again, because that means something totally incredible. And having a confidence in Jesus rising again, defeating death, is going to transform your life. Because not only are you worthy, but it means that he has got every single situation sorted out for your future. Everything sorted out for your future. And it's a crazy way of doing something that says, I've got to have confidence in this. If you've got confidence in your chair, have some confidence that Jesus rose from the dead. I'm not here to try and prove that he did. I know that he did, because I've had a real relationship with somebody who is alive, not dead. I can't give that to you, but you can experience it yourself, just like you can sit in a chair and start to have confidence in it. I think it's a great parallel, really, but it's not that trivial. But it's okay. In Acts 2, verse 24, it says, but God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. And that's one of those little verses, and there's quite a few in the New Testament. Jesus was so perfect and so God that he couldn't stay dead. It couldn't defeat him and destroy him, which is why, as Christians, we have a living God. Not a dead, martyred God, but a living God. Because he is active, he is alive, he is living forevermore. That's who I know. I don't know a dead God, I know an alive God. I know an alive, not human, but an alive God. And it's incredible when you work that out. But that all comes with me having a confidence that he rose again. That's me putting my faith in action to do it. Because when you realize that Jesus rose again, that gives you, he had new life. That gives you and me new life. That gives me and you a new future. That gives me and you a new hope. That means that actually what was has gone, but what's coming is completely different. In 1 Peter 1 verse 3, it says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So have confidence in Jesus beating death. And because he beat death, the whole of your future, the whole of every single situation that might feel like death in your own life has the possibility of new life. That's just incredible. Something that you thought was dead, Jesus goes, not dead. Because what's death to Jesus? Nothing. A plant might be dead in your garden, and this spring you might be hoping that it's coming back. It might. It might not. I'm not a very good gardener. I know the weeds have come back. But actually, some situations in your life that you thought might be dead, some places in your life that you thought there might be no hope, do you know what? God is a God of new birth, of growth, of spring, of new life. And if it's not quite the same as what you imagined, what God grows is going to be incredible and is going to be better than ever before, because it's not new as it used to be. It's new, and it's God's perfection new, and that's what his future for you and me really is. So have confidence in Jesus beating death. That means that he can beat any situation that's going on in your life. That might be finance, that might be health, that might be hope, that might be purpose. I don't know what that is in your life, but I know that God wants you to have an incredible new future ahead that is a bit like that dawning of spring growth that will be perfect flowers not weeds, that will be a perfect situation. And I don't know how that's all going to work out, but I know that one day it's absolutely going to work out because that's what God promised. And that is who God is. And those things that we might fear as humans, Jesus doesn't fear because he's already beaten death. That's why resurrection is important. So have confidence in Jesus' resurrection over death. You ready for number three? Have confidence in Jesus' presence being with you in every single moment of life. Jesus is with you, and he's with you in a real, tangible way. And whether you've felt the presence of Jesus or not yet been aware of what the presence of Jesus is, he was there anyway. And you might not have known it, or you might have used other words to express it. It's funny speaking to people who don't really know God, and they want to talk about how the universe guides them, or how they still get, if you'd like, feelings of things. And I go, yep, that's Jesus, through his Holy Spirit. And they're trying to explain something that they think is happening in the world. And they just don't know that all it is Jesus guiding them, whether they like it or they don't like it. Whether they're choosing to acknowledge that this is the Holy Spirit of Jesus, or they're choosing to say, I don't know what this is. I don't want to call it Jesus, so I'm calling it something different. But so often, Jesus is there guiding them. Remember that the Holy Spirit is always going to want to do good. There are other evil forces that are manipulating people. The evil one is working around. Let's just focus on the light of who God is and the goodness of God, because Jesus is with you in every single moment. In Hebrews 13, verse 5 and 6, it says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. This is Jesus saying that. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. That is Jesus making a promise. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's never going to do bad things to you. And we can then have the confidence to say, God is my helper. I will not be afraid. It's a promise Jesus made, and it's something that we need to have confidence that the Holy Spirit is with you, guiding you in every single moment of every single day. Whether you're awake or you're asleep, he's still there. Whether you're doing really good deeds or you're doing stuff that you maybe shouldn't be doing, he's still there then. When you've had a really good day and you've been positive, or you've had a really bad moment and maybe you've lost your temper or you've lost your cool or you haven't done the right thing, he's still there then too. No matter what's going on in every situation, God is there with you. There was a poem that was really popular. It's been really popular for years, but really popular when I was a kid, about footprints in the sand. And when time got tough, there was only one set of footprints. And we as humans sat there and wagged our finger and said, where were you in that tough time? And the moral of the poem is actually, that's when God carries us. And you know, in those tough times, you might not acknowledge God, but God is right there with you, guiding you, carrying you. And we need to have confidence that every step you take, God is there with you, loving you. Because it doesn't matter how lonely you might feel, or how abandoned you might feel, or how far away from God you might feel, Jesus is right there with you. It just takes us acknowledging him and turning on our connection with him, connecting with him and acknowledging Jesus, because that's going to change how we interface with God. And that gives us the confidence to know that God is there with us through his Holy Spirit. If you've never experienced the tangible place of the Holy Spirit guiding you, I really do want to encourage you today to do it, because Jesus knows you intimately. He knows every situation, every feeling. He knows when you smell a smell, how that smells to you. When you taste something, he knows how that tastes to you. When you feel love, he knows how that feels to you, because that's different for every single one of us, and actually it's different for you. But Jesus knows that, because he knows you so intimately. He is with you, and he wants you to have an experience with him that is unique to you. Because it's not a generic God that we're praying to that's out there. Actually, it's a God that's with us, that knows you. He knows every hair that's on your head. He knows every thought that's in your mind. He knew you before you were born in your mother's womb. He knew everything about you, and he created you, and he created and knew the plan for your life that is there. So we need to have some confidence that God is with us. He knows you intimately. He loves you. And you know what? The Holy Spirit wants to guide you. And that's an incredible thing, that God of heaven wants to guide your every step in every single day. In Ephesians 2, verse 18, it says, through him, the Holy Spirit, we have access to the Father by that one Spirit. It's an incredible verse that there's so much to unpack in that. But actually, with the Holy Spirit with you, you've got access directly into all that God has. A concept that if you can grasp at all, will just blow your head. The very fact that God of heaven and earth, we've got access to, is just incredible. In Hebrews 10, verse 19, it says, therefore, brothers and sisters, Pastor Ben, this is your quote, because he uses this every time he preaches. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Notice again in that verse, confidence, 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 because the confidence of everything that Jesus has for us comes through and with the Holy Spirit. And you've got confidence to be able to draw near to God. It's incredible. So with the Holy Spirit right beside you, guiding you, you can have confidence that you are saved, that Jesus has a great plan ahead for you, and that you can be guided in every single moment of all that God has for you. If you don't feel that you've got confidence in the Holy Spirit, talk to him. Get to know him. Ask him to use you. Ask you to show you his gifts, his fruits in your life. And very quickly you'll find that actually the Holy Spirit is right there. He wants to use you in a mighty and incredible way. The Bible has an awful lot of power when it comes to the Holy Spirit. So if you want to feel God's power being used through you, that's the Holy Spirit who guides you. And you know, he wants to do that on a daily basis. He wants to do that all the time with you. And we've got to have the confidence to use that gifting that he's given us. Okay, lastly, we need to have confidence in Jesus being on the throne, because he's the champion. Jesus isn't dead. He is actually sat at the right hand of the Father, victoriously ruling and reigning forever as the ultimate champion. That person is right with you every single moment of every single day. He knows all about you, and he has a great future ahead for you. With that aspect, it's a bit more than that as well. God gives us, if you'd like, an all-access pass. Okay, an all-access pass into God's presence. In the olden days, if we wanted to connect with God, we had to wash ourselves, we had to go through a ritual, we had to give a sacrifice. But actually now, we just get to meet in God's presence. In 1 John 5, verse 14, it says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Just rewind that back. Whatever you ask of God, he hears you. Okay, that isn't just some things. If you're having a really good day, if you've done nice things. No, whatever you ask of God, doesn't say he's going to grant all your wishes. He's not a genie in a bottle. He is God, so it's going to be according to his will. But actually, you can approach his throne and ask him, and you've got full access. He's not too busy for you. He cares about you. He listens to you. According to his will, he hears you. In Ephesians 3, verse 12, in him and through faith, confidence, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Just walk up to God. Hi, God. Yep, I'm allowed to be here. What? That's crazy. but God loves you. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Do you know, so often you might feel like you're in need, you might feel like you're not worthy before God, and the thing that you want to go and do is run away. And actually what God wants you to do is go and walk straight into his presence, straight into his throne room, because he's full of mercy, he's full of grace, and he wants to gift you and enable you, because he is the source of everything that we need. But you've got to have the confidence to know you're always home with God. Doesn't matter what you've done, you can walk straight back in, into his throne room and say, God, that is incredible. Approach it with confidence. It's your VIP all-access card. It's a bit like being a kid in a residence. When you're a visitor, you might just stay in one room. You don't go and explore all the cupboards, do you? But if you're a child, everywhere's free, everywhere's home. Unless you live in a royal palace or something and there's people stopping you. But actually, as a kid, they want to know what's in every single cupboard. They want to open everywhere, and they feel like they can go anywhere in the house all day long. And actually, it's the same with us and God. God says, you've got the key. Come in. Just enter my presence. Anytime you want to, you are welcome. No matter how far away you feel you've gone, you are welcome to be in my presence, in my throne room, and I'm going to give you and listen to you all that you might need. So in conclusion, we need to have a belief in Jesus. We need to know that we are welcomed into God's presence. We need to know that you've got an Abba Father, a God who we can call Daddy, and he wants to embrace you. Because we've got to have that confidence, because we don't need to be confident in ourselves and what you've done, but you need to be confident in who Jesus is. All of this comes because if you've got a confidence in Jesus, you've got a confidence that he died for your sin, you've got a confidence that he rose again, you've got a confidence that he's with you all the time, you've got a confidence that you can be close and intimate with God. And all that takes is a little seed of faith that says, I'm going to trust in who Jesus is. It's okay to be confident in him today. No matter what you've done in your past, no matter where you feel right now, it's okay to be confident in him, because he calls you loved, he calls you favored, he calls you precious, he calls you wonderful, and he has a great future ahead for you that starts today. He knows that time might be tough, but he's still got a great plan ahead for you. I'm just going to read a verse and then I'm going to pray with you. And the verse is from Philippians 4, verse 13. And it says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. And if you don't feel like you've got much confidence today in Jesus, Jesus is the person who gives you strength and gives you confidence. And that verse that I read right at the very beginning, Hebrews 10, verse 35, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. I want to pray with each and every one of you today. God, thank you that we can have confidence in you. Thank you for dying on a cross to take away our sins. Thank you for rising again and defeating death. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that is with us. Thank you that we can enter your presence day by day, and we can speak to you face to face, and you will listen to us, and you've got great plans ahead for us. Thank you, God, that in your house, we've got freedom to just be who we want to be. It doesn't matter what our past is. We need to just have the confidence to enter your presence and be those people that you have called us to be. That we can fearlessly declare who you are. We can fearlessly be confident that you are with us. God, be with each and every person today. And if people are making that decision today for the very first time to have confidence in you, God, welcome them into your arms. Thank you that they've become a Christian just by having confidence in you. People are accessing your Holy Spirit for the first time today because they've got confidence in that. God, use your gifts through them. Show your fruits through them in a mighty way. Thank you, God, that we can enter into your presence and you are going to change our future because you love us. You're a great Father, a great God. We can run around in your throne room, in your presence, and you're going to communicate with us. Help us have confidence every day of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Dan and Lucy.
Stand and sing this last song together. Father's House. Destiny Church, we want to stand together today and worship our good God. He's worthy of all of our praise, and we encourage you to worship today. Come on, here we go.
We worship the God who was, we worship the God who is, We worship the God who evermore will be.
Amen.
He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. My God, He holds the victory.
Come on, church.
There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out in praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out.
God who heals, we sing to the God who saves, we sing to the God who always makes a way. Cause He hung upon that cross and He rose up from that grave. My God, still rolling stones away.
Hey,
there's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out of your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise.
Whatever, Lord.
We were the beggars.
Now we're royalty.
We were the prisoners. Now we're running free.
We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise.
Come on!
We were the beggars.
Now we're royalty.
We were the prisoners.
Now we're running free.
We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace.
There's joy in the house of the Lord today.
And we won't be quiet.
We'll shout out your praise.
There's joy in the house of the Lord.
Our God is surely in this place.
And we won't be quiet.
We'll shout out.
Come on!
There's joy in the house of the Lord.
Oh.
There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise.
There's joy in the house of the Lord.
Our God is surely in this place.
We won't be quiet.
We'll shout out your praise.
Whatever, Lord. You deserve our honor. You deserve our praise, Lord.
We'll shout out your praise.
We love you, our God. You've done so much for us. We love you. We honor you, Lord. Let's praise Him this morning.
Come on, we want to encourage you all to worship
Jesus.
Now your praise is a weapon. Take this opportunity this morning and don't miss it. Come on and worship. Let praise.
Let praise be a weapon that silences the enemy. Let praise be the weapon that conquers all anxiety.
Come on.
Let it rise. Let praise arise.
We sing.
We sing your name in the dark and it changes everything. Sing with all we are and claim your victory.
Come on.
Let it rise.
Oh, let it rise today.
Let it praise arise.
Here we go.
We'll see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giant fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side forever.
Lift your voice.
a song that overcomes the raging sea. Let faith be a song that calms the storm inside me. Let it rise.
Let faith
arise. We'll see it break down every wall. We'll watch the giant fall. We cannot survive when we pray to you. The God who breakthroughs
on our side today. Oh, we pray that, God, you hear our praise this morning. Praise of your people. Come on and lift your voices this morning. Tell him he's holy today. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. Oh, this is what
we will be with you forever.
And this is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you, we praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. And this is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. And this is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. We praise. We'll see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giant fall. You cannot survive when we praise you. When God breakthroughs on our side, forever lifted high, with all creation cry.
Oh, come on and lift him up.
We praise you.
Shout today. Hallelujah.
Praise our God.
We praise you. We sing. We praise you.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift him up.
We praise you.
One more time.
We praise you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We lift you high today, Jesus.
It's a good thing.
At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Come on and lift your voices to him this
morning.
If you want to lift your hands to him, you can, but give him the praise he deserves today. Oh, we praise you, Lord.
We're just getting ready, Lord, for that great eternity.
We praise you, Lord. We praise you.
Hallelujah.
Hear the praise of your people today.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
We praise you. Oh, we praise you.
We praise you.
Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise your holy name.
Jesus.
Brother and sister, no matter what you are facing, I want to encourage you today. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him in every situation. Praise Him, because when you are praising Him, you believe that He's in control. When you are praising Him, it means you believe that He's greater than everything you are facing. Amen? So I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, today we come before you with a grateful heart. We come before you to seeking your strength and your guidance this morning. We thank you for the reminder that no matter what challenging we may encounter, you are greater than all. You are greater than all. Have us always turn to you in praise, trusting you. And God, this morning, we especially pray for grace and peace in the world situation right now. Let all the people who are suffering to experience your peace. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please be seated. Today, Apostle Ian and Mama Rachel have an update video for you guys. Let's go to the video.
Good morning, Destiny.
Good morning.
And a really big God bless to you. And we're missing being with you.
We are. You know, the best place is to be back home at Destiny Church. But we love also serving the Lord for our Destiny Connections International program. So here we are, busy working for the Lord. But we miss you, and we just want to let you know that we love you. We've been praying for you, and we thank you for praying for us.
Thank you so much. We can't just share too much about where we are and what we're doing right now. I'm sure you'll understand that, but we will share that with you at some stage. Just to say this, God is blessing us.
Amen.
I mean,
abundantly.
Abundantly. the power, the presence, the anointing that we're seeing on what we are doing.
Thank you, Lord.
Where we are going, we are being in the right place, the right place.
With the right people.
With the right people. and it's amazing.
Yes.
And so we just really wanted to tell you, we love you.
Yes.
Have an absolutely fantastic time at Destiny today.
Yes.
And may the Lord
worship
bless
the Lord
you.
With all your heart.
Yep.
Open your ears and your heart to His word.
And you're great people. You're
yes.
the best church in the world.
You are.
So we send to you our love.
Our love.
God
our
bless
greetings.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pray for them right now. Father, thank you for...
Hi everyone, I'm Gareth.
Hi, I'm Charlotte.
I'm Lily, and it's been 5 months since we found Destiny, and coming here has been the best decision ever.
No matter where they go, your anointing be with them when they're serving. Empower them, so let them spread your gospel in all around the world. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And now we have, you saw the video already. We have a family that finished the foundation course and they decide to become our members in Destiny Church. And here are their video to introducing themselves.
Hi everyone, I'm Gareth.
Hi, I'm Charlotte.
I'm Lily, and it's been 5 months since we found Destiny, and coming here has been the best decision ever. We'd just like to thank you all so much for making us feel so welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So these guys were here in the first service, but they're still part of the same family, aren't they? Even if they chose to wake up early and get to church early, and you guys enjoyed a little bit more beauty sleep, does that mean you're more beautiful or you needed more? We won't go there. But we want to pray for them, to welcome them into the family. So would you join me in praying for those guys? And we're going to say simply, God, we pray that you will bless Gareth, Charlotte, and Lily as they become part of our family. And we say thank you for them and thank you for all that you've got ahead for them as they join our family, get stuck in. They're no longer guests with us. They're part of the family now, and they're saying they want to be part of that. So help us to be able to welcome them and connect with them and all that you've got ahead for their future too. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Ben.
And here are the announcement of this week in church. And if you want to give your tithes and offering, you can do it online. You can do it in the card machine in cafe, and also you can put your money or check in the boxes near the door of the church. And I just want to pray for everyone who give tithes and offering right now. Father, for everyone who give tithes and offering to you faithfully, bless them abundantly, and I pray that you open the doors for them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter through our website if you are new here or you haven't done that before. And so on Tuesday, we will have prayer meeting and also Cafe Cornet at 10 a.m. Wednesday, we have online teaching at 7:15 p.m. And also Thursday, we will have sticky fingers in the morning and youth group on Friday night. And also the coming Sunday, the normal service at 9:15 and 11 a.m. So I'm going to pass the mic to Pastor Steve for the children ministry.
Hey up, kids, today we are going to be looking at being brave and facing our fears because God is with us. Amen? Amen. So parents, make sure you ask your kids what they got up to today. In kids ministry, when you see the yellow sign above my head in one of the songs to come, that is your cue, kids, to head out through to the minor hall where we will take you to your various rooms. Parents, if you haven't signed your child in yet, then just head out with them and we'll get them signed in really, really quickly and you'll be back in time in no time whatsoever. But for now, we're going to head back to worship.
All right, everybody, come on, let's stand together as we continue worshiping our good God. You know, we want to keep encouraging you to come and bring him praise. And, you know, if you want to lift your hands, you can. If you want to sing out, you can. But we'd encourage you to do more than nothing, because this is an opportunity that we just don't want you to miss out on. You only get this opportunity once a week, so come and give him all the praise that he deserves today. You know, we're going to sing about how faithful our God is. You know, there's a wonderful verse in 2 Timothy that says, when we are faithless, he is still faithful.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Thank
you know, wherever you,
Lord,
are in your life right now, your good God's presence is still with you. Because the Bible tells us that he never walks away. He never leaves us. He never abandons us. That he never forsakes us, the word says, which just means he's never going to let you down. And however you're feeling this morning, I want to encourage you to come and sing this song. With blessings 10,000-fold and even more to spare, that's what this word says about our good God and what he gives to us. And let's just sing this out nice and loud together this morning.
Oh God, my Father, there is
sin.
Thank you, Lord.
Pardon for sin and the peace that endureth.
Your presence,
thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today. Faithful this morning. Come and tell him of his goodness that never ends. Come and tell him that he's good and never fails. Oh, you never fail, Lord. We worship you today, Jesus. Because great is your faithfulness. You are the beginning and the end. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Hallelujah to the one that never fails, to the one that never ends, to the one that's never gonna walk away.
It's so good to be your faithful Lord.
Yes, he's so faithful. Yes,
you're here, Lord.
Yes, he's so faithful.
You're amongst us this morning.
Amen, amen.
You're risen, glorified, powerless. Jesus. Oh, what a name. Jesus. Jesus. There's no other name given among men. Jesus. Jesus. My Lord and my God.
We love you, Lord.
Jesus. Master's presence,
Jesus.
Yes, I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break.
Amen.
Declaring there is hope and there is freedom, I speak Jesus. Jesus in the streets,
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Morning, we're speaking Jesus into those situations. We're speaking Jesus. We're speaking Jesus. We're speaking Jesus. And no matter what situation you're going through right now, speak Jesus over it. No matter what you feel that you're struggling with, speak Jesus into that situation. Do you know, all it takes is speaking the name of Jesus. And when we speak the name of Jesus, everything changes. When we remind the situation of who Jesus is, everything changes. When you remind yourself of who Jesus is, everything changes. What a powerful name the name of Jesus is. Thank you, Destiny Worship Band. Thank you, guys. If you want to take your seats, that'd be